Hi, this is Jackie Wicks with Peer Trainer, and I'm here with Joshua Wayne, and I just wanted to welcome you to part 5 of our series on emotional eating. Today, I'm going to talk about relationships. We all have them. We have people we have to interact with all the time, and sometimes it's preventable, and sometimes it's not preventable, and whether it's your family, your mom, your sister, just the people that you have to interact with in your school life. What happens is that sometimes those interactions are obviously fraught with drama and emotions. And that drama can obviously lead to real challenges with discipline and emotional eating. And I'll tell you why we're talking about this, because one thing I've seen is that when you realize that we all go through this, you happen to feel a little bit better. I mean, this just happened to me the other day. I was walking into a party, and I saw what I would call really a frenemy, because, yes, she's a friend, but she's an enemy, and I thought Sex and the City really coined that term perfectly and really describes this relationship I have with this woman. And once I saw her, I had had an incident happen a couple weeks ago, I immediately felt myself tense up. And here was the interesting thing. I felt myself tense up, and then I looked over straight to the pizza that was being offered at the party, and I was pretty shocked. Because I said, I've never caught myself. I actually just caught myself thinking, wow, there she is again. Look who I have to deal with today. And then my next gut reaction was to head straight to getting a slice of pizza. And what I thought was so interesting about this is I was actually able to stop myself. And here's why. I had made a very specific decision about this particular situation in this relationship, that I had made a choice of being miserable. Like every time I had an interaction with this person, it wasn't about, wow, she must be going through a bad day or something that had to do with her. It was all about, gosh, I can't believe this is happening. I can't believe she makes me feel this way. And when I realized that, wow, you know, I've heard this my whole life, and it sounds not cheesy, but it's like, oh, I'm hearing this again. You know, you are in control of your own emotions. I finally realized this is the perfect application for that. I am in charge of me feeling miserable. And I had specifically made the decision that I would never let this relationship have me, quote unquote, feel miserable again, that I was going to understand and remember that her stuff was about her stuff. And what's funny is that she's not walking around trying to make my life miserable. I'm sure, actually, a lot of the times her intent is fine, and maybe sometimes her intent was malicious, but it doesn't even matter what her stuff was about, because it was about her. And it was a very freeing thing, because once I had made that decision that I would not tolerate this anymore, that this was intolerable behavior, of me to react to this person, I was able to stop myself with this pizza. But I'll tell you, I was just talking, obviously, to a few other people, and I was in a community discussion, and someone said, you know, I just worked so hard. I lost 60 pounds. It took me a lot of discipline. It took me about a year and a half. And what do you know, I'm on Facebook, and one of my friends decides to post a picture of me 60 pounds heavier. And she actually writes, look at that. Of course, 20 responses were like, oh, you have to avoid her like the plague. Get rid of her. She's negative. But, you know, again, it's just another illustration, another one, that this type of stuff is about her, that we all have to deal with this stuff all the time. And, of course, I just gave two examples about friends. But that this drama, like it's the best word for it, happens everywhere. Whether the intent is good or the intent is malicious, the point is that we all have to interact with people in some points in our life. And that if we can understand that it's about them, right, and not take that action immediately, that I'm angry, look at what this person has done to me, I have to go figure out how I'm going to cope. And of course, many of the times and many of the ways that have become ingrained habits of the way we cope is by eating a large pizza, by going for that cheesecake, by going to your favorite place for a cheeseburger, the cheese and crackers. And what I want to stress to you and what the tool that we're going to talk about today is creating distance, really understanding and embodying the concept that this person that is potentially making you feel bad could just be a wounded dog. Remember the wounded dog concept, right? A wounded dog is hurt, but when you try to help the dog, he goes out and he bites you. And what that does, when you look at these people in your life and these interactions that are pent up with drama, when you look at it as the person's hurt, it can really stir some empathy in you. And you start to realize, wow, I wonder where this person is coming from. And it gives you that space to say, I'm not so angry.
You know, and it's such a powerful point because we all take stuff personally. You know, someone says something to us, your mom says something to you, she blames you for not calling her on Sunday, or she says, you know, why didn't you schedule me into your Thanksgiving plans? And people are always going to put stuff on us, you know, and it's always good just sort of check in with yourself and say, okay, am I contributing to making this happen? Like, it's always good to look at yourself and to take some accountability or responsibility where and when you can. You know, am I doing anything that's allowing and creating this interaction with this person, this negative interaction? But beyond that, when somebody comes at you with their patterns, with their stuff, with their guilt trips, with their blame, you just have to make it about them. You know, you can almost like imagine like a plexiglass wall between you and them, and their stuff just can't get through to you. And like that is really the tool. It's just that simple. Make it about them. Their anger at you, their guilt trip, their critical stuff, they're posting pictures about you on Facebook. It doesn't make it easier necessarily, you know, in terms of doesn't make the problem go away, I should say, but it certainly helps you not internalize it and take it personally and start beating yourself up for it. Then you take it out on yourself. You know, when you go and eat that pizza, you're not doing anything to get even with the other person. You're not doing anything to set things straight with the other person. All you're doing is taking it out on yourself. And so there's absolutely no reason to be punishing yourself for other people's cruelty, for other people's insensitivity, for other people's just bad behavior. So don't take any of that personally. You know, one other point that Jackie touched on that's also really important to talk about is that, you know, nobody can cause you to feel anything. People are going to behave how they behave, and they may behave really badly. They may say things that are insensitive and even cruel at times. But it's still us that has to make the choice about whether or not we're going to get angry about that. You know, we decide if we're going to get defensive. We decide if we're going to fall in and collapse on ourselves and get depressed and then just go hide and eat to deal with it. You know, we decide if we're going to retaliate and get angry at them and start an even bigger fight. You know, so no one can cause you to feel what you're feeling. They may participate in the circumstances and the situations that you're in that make you feel that way, but we all have to really remind ourselves that we're responsible for our own emotional reactions. You know, and it's also a two-way street, because if somebody says to you, how could you do this to me? How could you say this to me? How could you not schedule me in your Thanksgiving plans? How could you not bring the kids by on Sunday? That's also their stuff. You know, they'll say, you know, I'm so angry because you did this to me. I'm so upset because you did this to me. And you know what? That's also not your responsibility, because their own emotional reactions are theirs. So again, the basic message here is just keeping that space and that distance between other people's stuff, their emotions, and our stuff and our emotions. You know, so the basic message here is not taking other people's stuff personally, not internalizing this stuff, because then all we do is take it on ourselves. We either get angry and let it ruin our day, or we get angry and then we go for the cheesecake and the chips and the cookies and all the crap, and we just beat ourselves up with it. So really keeping that distance and that separation between other people's stuff and our own.
And I'm not saying it's easy. I mean, this happens to all of us. I still find myself taking something personally. But what happens is when you start to take a step, that one little step of saying, whoa, you stop yourself, stop. This is about them. You start to build that habit of realizing, wow, this really is about them. And you start to catch yourself and say, okay, you know what? I'm starting to learn how to do this. It was a little hard at first, but each day you start to look at the person, and each day after you start to realize and after you start to practice this habit of it being about them, the empathy does start to come up. And remember, when you feel empathy, you're feeling compassion for the other person, and it stirs really good feelings. It has the conflicts go away and, of course, lessens the chances and the habits that you have where you are being destructive to yourself.
So the other thing, too, to realize, and it builds on what Jackie just said, is that you start to catch yourself, and you start to be more aware of what's going on, and you're starting to use the other tools we've been introducing in this course as well. You catch yourself, you think, wow, look what I'm feeling. I'm feeling angry right now. I'm feeling scared right now. And you also can really use that breathing technique, because sometimes just using that breath, it just gives you that moment to pause that you need to start to realize, wow, like what this other person is saying to me has nothing to do with me. It seems like it does, and my old habit was to take it on like it does, but this really has nothing to do with me. And just even taking that breath sometimes, again, it just gives you that little window of opportunity so you can just make that distance between yourself and what the other person is saying. So that's the tool for today. Just notice in your interactions, whether it's with your husband or your wife or with a friend of me like Jackie was talking about, or your mom or a coworker, it doesn't matter. Just notice where those little pieces of tension, those little snarky remarks come up, and just notice your reactions to it. Notice if that they had that, an interaction like that, and it just makes you want to reach for a cookie. It makes you just want to go find something to try and soothe yourself, and realize that there's no cookie in the world that's going to make you feel better in this respect. And it's just a totally different tool to start to use, and not take any of that stuff in, because it has nothing to do with you. So with that, we're going to close down call number 5. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you very soon.
Bye.